we'd had a lot of anticipation because we knew the Speaker was going to make this statement. The Speaker's been under a lot of pressure since Damian Green's offices were raided last week. We knew he had some explaining to do. What MPs didn't expect was that he was going to concede. He didn't say it very explicitly. He was obviously pretty nervous about this, but he conceded that he and his officials had let the police into Parliament without even asking them if they had a warrant. And that is really quite extraordinary, because anyone who's seen just one cop show knows the first thing you do when the police turn up at the door, you say, "Can I see your warrant?" And it seems that the House of Parliament, a place where they take the rights of MPs particularly carefully, no one even bothered to ask the question.
Are Michael Martin's days as Speaker numbered?
Well, they've been numbered for a long time, in the sense that he's been in office for, I think, 7-8 years now. He's sort of well into his 60s. He's at the age when it would be quite reasonable to expect him to stand down. His wife apparently isn't keen for him to serve through another parliament. And as you know, he's had a pretty difficult press, more or less, ever since he took that job. It's going to be hard to see now how he's going to explain to himself or think that there's any grounds for wanting to stay on past the next election. I expect at some point on a sort of busy news day or at a time when no one's going to pay very much notice, we'll get a diplomatic announcement that he's going to stand down as Speaker some point before the next election. It won't be directly because of this. He's a proud man. He's certainly not going to resign immediately, I don't think. But it has dented his credibility pretty badly. And remember, it's dented it with Conservative MPs. And if David Cameron wins the next election, there'll be a majority of Conservative MPs, and they have to elect a new Speaker. The form is that you always, if the Speaker is still there, you sort of vote it, nod in the guy who's doing the job. But there's always the threat that if he tries to hang on and the Conservatives have a majority, that won't happen. I don't think he's going to want to take that risk.
Now, a committee of MPs has been set up to examine the whole Damian Green saga. What questions will they want to ask the police in the light of Mr. Martin's extraordinary revelations yesterday?
Well, Michael Martin was in a sense trying to blame the police, because his line seemed to be, well, the police should have told us that we were entitled to ask them if they had a warrant. Frankly, I didn't find that a particularly convincing explanation. I mean, it's fairly obvious that the Sergeant at Arms, Jill Pay, just forgot to ask, and Michael Martin, who was being briefed and kept in form, he didn't bother to ask her, "Have you asked if they got a warrant?" So this committee is going to want to ask that, but that's not the real question, I think. The real question is why were you bothering to arrest an MP in these circumstances over leaks which appear to have nothing to do with national security? And when the MP himself has said, well, if you ring me up, I'm quite happy to have a chat with you about it, why did you have to go about it in such a heavy-handed manner? And we've already had quite a lot of indications from the police that very, very senior officers at New Scotland Yard realised that was a mistake.
Mind you, he is still under investigation by the police. He denies any wrongdoing. This is what he told the Commons yesterday.
Can I make it absolutely clear that I believe that members of Parliament are not above the law? And those who have the real power in this country, ministers, senior civil servants and the police, are also not beyond the law and beyond scrutiny. An MP endangering national security would be a disgrace. An MP exposing embarrassing facts about Home Office policy, which ministers are hiding, is doing a job in the public interest. The day when exposing facts which ministers would prefer to keep hidden becomes a crime will be a bad day for democracy in this country.
Andy, the Home Secretary is making a statement to MPs today. What's Jackie Smith going to say?
Well, she's got some explaining to do as well, because she has changed a line over this. Initially, when she was approached, she said she didn't know that Damian Green was going to be arrested, and she'd kept very much at arm's length from the investigation, because she felt it wasn't appropriate for her to get involved. And there's a long-standing and important convention in Britain that politicians don't get involved in operational matters. But then the Tories said to her, well, hang on, Boris Johnson was told about this, and he said to the police, well, it's not for me to tell you what to do, but frankly, Albin, if I were you, I'd think twice before you did this. So if the Mayor of London feels it's appropriate to at least express concerns about the sensitivity of arresting MPs, then why didn't Jackie Smith? And subsequently, she said earlier this week that she had spoken to the acting commissioner of the Met, not to tell him what to do, but just to be briefed about what was going on. She, I think, has got to clarify sort of whether it's her job to know and to be kept informed, or whether it's better that she is kept in the dark about these things. And we've had conflicting messages from the Home Office on this.
Well, this whole saga cast a shadow over yesterday's Queen's speech. Yesterday, Her Maj set out the government's agenda for the next Parliament, and not surprisingly, it focuses on tackling the recession. Andy, were any rabbits pulled out of hats in the Queen's speech?
We normally don't get rabbits pulled out of hats at the Queen's speech because the process of making legislation is a slow one. Often government bills takes a year, 2 years, even 3 years in the making. The government publishes green papers, then white papers. Now they publish draft bills. So by the time we get to the Queen's speech, these are areas where anyone who's followed government policy in detail pretty much knows what they're planning to do. And Gordon Brown introduced this procedure where he started publishing a draft Queen's speech so that people could be consulted. So when the Queen stood up in the, or rather she didn't stand up, she sits on this spectacular golden throne and read the speech, there were no surprises at all. But we did get a rabbit in the afternoon because Gordon Brown had kept something back for the debate. He announced a deal that the government's done with lenders to help people who are in trouble paying their mortgages by giving them a 2-year deferment for some of their mortgage payments. That seems to be quite a significant announcement. He's desperate to avoid repossessions getting any higher than they are already, but it's slightly odd on a day when you've invited the Queen to tell you what the government's programme is for the Prime Minister to save the best bits for himself.